So, Rafer.
Yes?
Guess what I did last week?
You went and saw a terrific, terrific film.
I did see a film, and...
a film.
I saw a film. It was called Charlie St. Cloud.
I've seen that film.
You have?
Yes, I have.
And you've heard of the teen heartthrob who stars in the film?
Indeed, I have. Zac Efron.
That's correct. Zac Efron is in that film, and he has been billed as a teen heartthrob for what feels like... ever.
Boy,
now.
It's been a long time.
It's been a good three to five years,
yeah,
it feels like.
There.
Yeah, yeah, he's been really pushed as a teen heartthrob.
Right.
And after some contemplation about the whole idea of teen heartthrobs, Tiger Beat Boys, if you will,
yes.
I talked with one of my young interns in the office. She just turned 20.
Oh,
wonderful,
good.
Wonderful Rachel Stern. And she helped to conduct a semi-scientific study of who the current teen heartthrobs are, if Zach is still really on the list.
Yeah.
And what girls really like right now.
Okay.
Girls who are in the high school and early college range, about who they see as the most heartthrobbish.
Because let's face it, how would I know? what would I know about that? All right.
But I wanted to go over her survey results in a little bit.
All right.
And talk about Charlie St. Cloud, starring Zac Efron. But first, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. And this is Movie
Mine,
Date.
My darling dear, love you all the time.
And let's before we get to this wonderful survey from Rachel Stern, let's talk a little bit about Charlie St. Cloud.
Sure.
Remind us, Rafer, how did you feel about Charlie St. Cloud?
I want to say going into this movie, I felt very dispirited. I felt that this was not going to be a good time.
Sometimes that's the best way to go into a movie, though.
That's
low
true.
Low expectations.
Low expectations. This is based on a Nicholas Sparks-ish type novel. It's a romantic, weepy drama. Zac Efron plays a young man with a bright, promising future. He's an expert sailor. He's going to go to Stanford on a sailing scholarship. I didn't know those existed, but apparently they do. But instead, he's in a car crash with his little brother, who's maybe about 10 or so. That brother dies. And Zac Efron, Charlie St. Cloud, makes a pledge to his little brother that he will stay behind and play baseball with him every evening at sunset. And this sort of puts his life on hold. College falls away. 5 years later, he's still walking around the town, moping, still looking very good, still looking like a very good-looking guy, but moping.
I can't believe you would actually have low expectations with that premise.
I know, right? Well, you know what the problem was, that I saw another teen heartthrob do a romantic weepy not too long ago, Robert Pattinson, and he did Remember Me.
Oh, of course.
And that was maybe in the five worst films I've ever seen in my life. That film that film was an offense to humanity.
Hold on, you've seen Howard the Duck, right?
I've seen Howard the Duck.
And it's still on the top five.
It's still, wow. I'd see Howard the Duck any day over Remember Me. It was foul, foul film.
Foul, huh?
Foul, yeah. So all I'm saying is I had very low expectations. And of course, you know, a teen heartthrob like Zac Efron, you expect him not to be a good actor. You expect him to be riding on his looks. And I have to say, I thought he was actually pretty good. I'd seen him in 17 Again, that comedy with Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Same director, Burr Steers, who I think does a good job with Zac Efron. I think he lets his native intelligence come through. I think he's got a little humor. I think when you look in Zac Efron's eyes, you see there's something going on in there. And I felt that he was actually pretty decent. I actually think he was the best thing in the movie, frankly.
At one point, I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
At one point, I almost walked out. But I do have to say that I agree. He was the best thing about the movie. There were actually some moments between him and his younger brother named Sam. I can't remember
the
actor
that's right.
who plays
yeah.
him.
Yeah, Charlie Tahan. He's a new kid.
Yeah, but some of the interactions between them I thought were genuinely touching.
Those scenes are very good, right? They're very good
them.
Together. Yeah.
Anything that was romantic in the movie made me just, oh my God, it was awful.
Oh, really?
I thought it was terrible.
Amanda Crew, the girl who plays the Tess, I think her name is,
mm-hmm.
the love interest.
Yeah.
And we won't spoil any, we won't reveal any spoilers on that one, but I thought she actually was kind of good and kind of an appealing character. And I usually find the sort of the elusive girls in these teen movies to be highly irritating. But I found her to be like a real person. Did you not?
She seemed real, and she actually looked more real than Zac Efron. One of my big issues with Zac Efron's appearance has been I just don't understand why everyone else seems to think he's so gorgeous, because I think he looks kind of like a piece of plastic.
Yes, yeah.
He doesn't look quite human to me. You know when you go by Old Navy and you see those mannequins in the window?
Yes,
that's what he looks
does.
Like to me.
Yes.
Like he just needs a pair of cargo shorts, and then
he can be next week
$9 short sale guy. I mean, I guess I can understand why people think he's good looking, but I've never seen him as human looking. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He almost
mm-hmm.
looks alien to me. And the girl who is cast opposite him in the movie, his romantic interest, actually looks very human to me comparatively.
Yeah.
And she doesn't look exactly like all the other girls who are in the teen heartthrob movies. She's
right.
not blonde. She has kind of a larger nose. She has
mm-hmm.
certain
yeah.
qualities about her that don't look exactly like what's usually going to be opposite Zac Efron. And I liked that. But I think it was you who said any movie that's going to have a shooting star scene.
Yes. Yes.
When a brother has died in a movie and there's a shooting star scene at one
yes.
point, you just know you're not in for something that's Oscar worthy. This isn't going to be one of the best movies you're going to see this
year. Of course not. Of course not.
And what's sad is the scene that happened, again, don't want to spoil anything, but immediately before that shooting star scene,
yeah.
what happened, I was kind of bawling.
Oh yeah, were you? You got a little misty?
I got a little bit misty. I was really into it.
All right, score one for Charlie St. Claude.
Yeah, there were moments here and there where I was really into it, but I would say 95% of the time I was not into it.
Oh, okay.
But
5%
of the time it was like, oh, this isn't that bad.
Snipple, snipple. All right, so
yeah.
5%. That's
yeah,
pretty low.
So 5% of the time it was very touching.
You're asking the question about Zac Efron looking, you know, essentially like a very well-sculpted female mannequin of some sort. And it does bring up the question, as like you were saying earlier, what is it that girls are looking for these days in a teen heartthrob? And where are they finding it? Because I know you and I sat for a while a couple days ago racking our brains trying to think of who the heck the 16-year-olds are into, and we really couldn't think of that many.
Well, when we were younger, we knew who they were. They were
right.
perfectly packaged into movies such as The Outsiders, where you have
yes.
12 very good-looking boys between the ages of roughly 12 and 21, all
yep.
in this one movie.
Oh, brawn, no brain.
Derry, have you seen my DX shirt somewhere?
Hey, you gotta wear a pants too, buddy. Hey, there's a large or something.
How about my jeans?
Yeah, I ironed them in my closet,
Derry.
Taps, you had...
Yep.
St. Elmo's Fire, all the John Hughes movies.
All
they
the John
were
Hughes
perfectly
movies. Yeah.
packaged for preteen and teen girls to fall in love with.
Right.
Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
And right. now they just confuse us a little bit. Sometimes they're in musicals on TV, sometimes they're on YouTube videos.
Well, the Disney Channel, I think, is a big breeding ground for that stuff. And I do think it's hard for... I think it's very hard for a young actor to break out of a kind of a lightweight, teeny bopper TV role and make the jump into the big screen. And actually, it's funny because I think the romantic weepy is always a really good, well, can be a really good strategy. And I think the movie that everyone is still trying to make, and I feel like they try to make it over and over and over, is Love Story. In 1970,
oh, yeah.
Ryan O'Neal,
so
and he was a
so
soap
good.
Opera star back then, and very popular. So he was the soap star. Love Story comes along, and you know, next thing you know, he's working with Barbara Streisand and Stanley Kubrick, and he's one of the biggest names of the 70s. And same thing with Leonardo DiCaprio, Titanic. I mean, he was already on his way.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
Titanic really just rocketed him into the stratosphere.
I'm the king of the world.
I mean, that was just the last we all saw. He was just, you know,
he went from indie star to mega movie Hollywood star. He was so A-list.
Yeah. He was, you know, it was ridiculous. And then you have things like Remember Me with, you know, Robert Pattinson, or you have Dear John, which I think was a Nicholas Sparks novel with Channing Tatum, another guy who's trying to be not just, you know, former model hunky guy, but he's trying to be an actual actor. It's difficult. It's difficult to do.
And, you know, can I just say something about Channing Tatum?
Yes.
On Rachel Stern's semi-scientific survey of
yes.
people, he was agreed upon by all girls who were 16.
That's fascinating to me.
As heartthrobby.
That is fascinating
just
to me.
Just a total heartthrob to them. And I guess I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Is that right?
I'm trying to remember. I'm like, hold on, who's Channing Tatum again? And a lot of them have these similar sounding names to me now. Chase Crawford. And the girls seem to love him too.
Right, from Gossip Girl.
Yes.
Right, but again, like he's a TV guy. He's got a movie coming out, I think, with Jane Fonda of all people. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be in a film coming out soon. But he has yet to cross over. What about Taylor Lautner from Twilight, the other guy from Twilight?
The guy who you and I both said is actually a good actor.
He's actually a good actor. Now, you seem to think he's not very appealing.
I think he comes off as a little not heterosexual. And
discreetly said. Okay.
But, and as a heterosexual woman, I tend to, if someone seems a little bit not heterosexual, I feel my chances are blown with them. I'm not really attracted to them anymore. Because
that seems fair.
Other words, you know, he'd be all over me.
Of course. Well, he might be the next action star. You know, he's got a martial arts background, that guy. And he's got, I think, 3 action films coming up. So he might really, he's going to be Stretch Armstrong in the Stretch Armstrong movie. But he's got a couple other action films coming up. He might be the next macho dude.
Well, I mean, there aren't a lot of macho dudes. Part of the thing about being a teen heartthrob is that you're typically not macho.
That's true.
You're a little bit androgynous in some ways, a little bit feminine, and maybe you have more of a willowy build. I feel that back to Leonardo DiCaprio during his teen heartthrob days,
right.
He was a really skinny guy.
Yeah, he's a skinny guy.
Very skinny guy. Another teen heartthrob who, just to go back to our survey briefly,
yes,
who made the list was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
A big surprise, but I know that you're a fan.
I love the Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and I will just admit to all of our listeners, I had a very inappropriate crush on him.
Is that right?
When I was in college, I remember flipping through channels one night and seeing this show called Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thinking, wow, that kid is so cute. And then he started talking, and I realized he was having a fight with his alien dad about homework and something in sixth grade or something like
that.
And I was horrified, and I looked it up and found out he was 15. And I think at the time I was 21, and I just never spoke of it again. But now that he's in Inception, I feel like it's okay for me to say, that guy who's 6 years younger?
Yeah.
Very hot.
That's totally age appropriate.
Yeah, now it's okay.
Totally.
Any other ones on the list? You have the list in front of you also that are really jumping out at you that you think might become big stars later or big respected actors?
You know, the ones that I don't have any on the list that I'm impressed by, but I will name 3 who I think could be on the rise. One is Josh Hutcherson, the kid from The Kids Are All Right.
Oh.
He was in Bridge to Terabithia. He was in A Vampire's Assistant. I think he is a pretty good actor, and I think he's kind of getting better and better as he gets older. And the other two are Johnny Simmons. If you saw Jennifer's Body, he was the boyfriend in Jennifer's Body, Amanda Seyfried's boyfriend.
Mm.
And he's also in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. He's got a funny, small but funny role in Scott Pilgrim. And I think he's really good. And then Aaron Johnson, who played Kick-Ass.
I just have a slight issue with that.
Is that right, with Aaron Johnson?
Well, the Aaron Johnson issue, the issue I have with him is the same thing that Eddie Furlong Terminator 2 days.
Right.
He kind of made the same misstep. I don't know if you want to call it a misstep, but Eddie Furlong was, I believe, 15 when he and his 29-year-old tutor hooked up. And then, do you remember the scandal?
I sort of remember this.
Yeah, he was he didn't even have a driver's license yet. He was very young.
Wow.
And he fell madly in love with his tutor, who was in her late 20s, and they ran off together, and it became so scandalous. And I don't think people wanted either of them on their film sets for a while after that.
Is Aaron Johnson, has he have a cougar thing going?
Oh, his, his lady is, I think she's almost 40, and they just had a baby together. And he was a teenager, and I think she was 40.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, maybe it's not that big of a scandal.
Maybe nobody even
knows about this.
I had no idea. I'm supposed to know these things.
Yeah.
You caught me off guard.
Although it's a different time now. We are not in the Terminator 2 days. We're now in the Remember Me days. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, ever since Ashton and Demi, I think, you know, that broke all the boundaries.
It's all fine. It's all good. Maybe that makes you more of a teen heartthrob.
Maybe.